What time are we meeting?
8:00.
The meeting will come to order. And other bills reported out of subcommittee today. Senate Bill 945 relating to implementation of the Oregon Plan. Senate carries Senate Bill 945.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the absence of House member didn't show up today?
That's clear, correct.
You like it?
Yeah, I think we're fine. Mr. Co-Chair, your Subcommittee on Natural Resources reviewed this bill upon referral from the Senate Natural Resources Committee. Senate Bill 945 directs the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board to report to the governor and the legislature every 2 years and as necessary to joint interim legislative committees. It requires the watershed enhancement program developed by the board to include statewide monitoring for activities conducted under the Oregon Plan. The Watershed Enhancement Board budget includes a package of 5 positions for activities included in this bill. There are no other fiscal issues. Your Subcommittee on Natural Resources made a technical amendment to the bill and recommends passing this bill to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, are there any questions or discussion? If not, the motion by Representative Morgan is to move Senate Bill 945A as amended out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Representative Butler.
Is that 945A or is it 945?
945A as amended.
And just one question relative to the 5 positions. They're already included in the department's budget.
Representative Morgan?
That they are, Representative Butler, and we are just working that budget. In fact, we recessed the hearing to come to this meeting.
Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so ordered. Senate Bill 946, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Your Subcommittee on Natural Resources brings Senate Bill 946 to you on referral from the Senate Natural Resources Committee with a due pass recommendation. Senate Bill 946 directs the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board to coordinate the information, data, and data retrieval needs of all natural resource agencies in the state with the State Service Center for Geographic Information Systems. The goal is to format GIS data held by various agencies in a way that meets the needs of all local, state, federal, and tribal entities involved in implementing the Oregon Plan for Salmon and Watersheds. The Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board will not direct what information is gathered, just work to make the data compatible with a variety of uses. The proposed budget for the Watershed Enhancement Board includes 1 position and associated expenditures for the program. There are no other fiscal issues. Your Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends passing this bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Is there a discussion? The motion is to move Senate Bill 946 out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Not, it's been so approved. House Bill 2295, Representative Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Governor formed the Quality Education Commission by executive order in 1999 to identify costs sufficient to meet the educational goals in the Oregon Educational Act for the 21st century. Subsequently, Oregon voters passed a constitutional amendment in November 2000, Ballot Measure 1, which has a 2-part directive to the legislature. One part is to appropriate money sufficient to meet the quality education goals established by law. It also requires a legislative report that demonstrates the funding is sufficient or an explanation of why it is not, and the effects on the state system of public education to meet those goals. House Bill 2295A establishes the Quality Education Commission in statute, staffed by the Department of Education. The department's operation budget contains $300,000 to continue database initiative work related to the budget model. It also supports the commission's work described in the bill to look at current practices and best practices and report on alternatives to meeting the quality goals. The Education Subcommittee discussed how the legislative report would define sufficient, the assumptions of the quality education model, and whether another commission should be established in statute. Testimony from the Governor's office explained this bill's relationship to the School Improvement Fund created in House Bill 2298. The Education Subcommittee recommends your approval of House Bill 2295A.
Is there further discussion? Senator Miller.
I'll make it brief, Mr. Chairman. I voted no on this subcommittee because it is redundant. It is a significant waste of money. It just repeats our process, and absolutely not. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Senator Hartung.
I respectfully disagree with my friend here. It's absolutely necessary if we are going to make an attempt to run the Department of Education like a business should be run, effectively, productively, economically, and I urge I vote.
Is there further discussion? Representative Patridge?
Mr. Co-Chair, I'm going to be a no on this. I think we have a state-elected superintendent of public instruction that is a constitutional officer. That's the person who should be advocating for this particular position, not some new commission that we set up. I think they can run the quality education model if that's what we choose, and it's up to the legislature to fund that. That's what we choose to do.
Representative Hill.
Mr. Chair, I'll be a no.
Okay. Is there further discussion? If not, Mr. Stinson, would you call the roll?
Representative Schrader.
Aye.
Butler.
No.
Patridge.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Hill.
No.
Morgan.
Aye.
Hayden.
No.
Westland.
Aye.
Senators Yee.
No.
Trove.
Aye.
Dukes.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Hartung.
Aye.
Duncan.
Aye.
Barnum.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Chair.
Aye. The motion passes.
Mm-hmm.
House Bill 2450. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2450 establishes the Tobacco Settlement Funds account. The account is the vehicle into which tobacco settlement receipts are to be deposited and from which tobacco settlement monies are to be distributed per legislative directive. Tobacco settlement receipts are not general fund receipts subject to the kicker. They are other funds and are not considered as part of the close of session forecast of general fund receipts. Your subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 2450 as amended. I'd be happy to answer any questions, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. Is there a discussion? Representative Hayden.
Question of the carrier.
If I can answer it, okay. Sure.
Is there any thought of dedicating the proceeds that are placed in this fund to health care exclusively?
Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Hayden, that will be another bill that you will see later on today.
Mr.
This particular bill simply establishes the accounts.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Can staff advise me as to whether that bill will dedicate all tobacco settlement funds to health care that are going into this fund?
$100 million.
Dallas Glenn, would you like to respond?
There is a bill that's reported out of, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there is a bill that's reported out of subcommittee that would place $100 million in health care trust funds that is going to be presented to this committee for consideration today. That bill is not up before the committee today, however. So the answer to your question, Representative Hayden, is no, all of the tobacco settlement fund receipts are not placed into a separate account for health care.
Thank you.
Okay, is there further discussion?
Remember.
Not, the motion is to move House Bill 2450 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation. Is there objection? If not, it's been, Representative Hayden will be recorded as voting no, all others aye. And the motion passes. House Bill 2598, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2598 establishes a task force on special education school finance. It charges the task force with studying the delivery and financing of instruction for students with disabilities who receive special education services. The task force comprises 23 members, including the Superintendent of Public Instruction, as well as members to be appointed by the Governor, Senate President, and Speaker of the House. The Education Subcommittee amended the bill to add a representative from the Oregon School Employees Association as a member of the task force. In the discussion of the fiscal impact of the legislation, the subcommittee heard that Senate Bill 519 also provides for a special education study as well as $150,000 general fund appropriation to fund that study. It heard that the Department of Education could consolidate the study so that the funding appropriated in Senate Bill 519 is sufficient for the activities proposed in the two measures. Your Education Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 2598 as amended.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection? Representative Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to declare potential conflict of interest as I have family members who would benefit from a positive outcome from this bill.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Not. Is there objection to passing House Bill 2598-A as amended out to the House where they do pass recommendations? Not. It's been so approved. House Bill 3212, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3212 as amended establishes a two-year moratorium on the licensing of assisted living facilities and residential care facilities. The bill comes effective July 1, 2001 and sunsets June 30, 2003. Under the moratorium, the Senior and Disabled Services Division may only issue a license to operate a residential care facility, including an assisted living facility, if the applicant complies with applicable statutes and administrative rules, and if the facility is located in a service area that is underserved by those types of facilities, the facility is relocated in the same service area and not expanding, the ownership of the facility is changing and the facility is not expanding, the license is being renewed and the facility is not expanding, the schematic plans or construction drawings for the facility are submitted to SDSG before July 1, 2001. The committee recommends approval of House Bill 3212 as amended.
Is there further discussion? Representative Hill.
Were there any budget notes attached to this?
No.
No.
It's a bill.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing House Bill 3212-A as amended out to the House where they do pass recommendations?
I heard that.
If not, it's so approved. House Bill 3951, Senator Carno.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3951 establishes the Health Care Trust Fund in the State Treasury. Tobacco settlement monies will be placed in the fund in amounts set by the Legislative Assembly. The monies are to be invested and earnings are continuously appropriated to the Department of Administrative Services to finance health programs. Legislative direction on use of the funds will be provided through the Department's budget. Your subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3951.
Is there discussion? Representative Hayden.
Mr. Chairman, I plan to vote yes on this, but could I be enlightened as to the difference between the two funds we're voting on today?
Dallas, Wayne, would you like to, or Mr.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, the first bill that you voted on was basically the tobacco settlement account that is a repository for the payments made from the tobacco companies. The account that is in front of you now is a trust fund account to receive a portion of those proceeds and perhaps even other dedicated specifically as a trust account to health care purposes.
So, Mr. Chairman, do these funds then pass through the tobacco settlement funds? Do they flow through the tobacco settlement fund account to the health care trust fund?
That would be correct.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to the motion to pass House Bill 3951-A as amended out to the House with a do pass recommendation? If not,
Mr. Chair, I think I'm going to object. I may change my mind when it gets to the floor.
Senator
Troll, I haven't really had much time to learn about this.
Senator Troll will be recorded as voting no. Is there any further no votes?
I'll vote no too.
Senator Yee will vote no.
Yes, later.
And the motion passes. Is there any other announcements? Representative Morgan?
Mr. Co-Chair, your Natural Resource Subcommittee will continue its work when this meeting is done. We've also rescheduled our meeting for tomorrow, and the subcommittee meeting will begin at 8:30 a.m.
Okay. Is there a further discussion or announcements?
Yes, Co-Chair.
Representative Winters.
Your Human Services Subcommittee will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. We still have to continue business. We'll have a full agenda, so be there on time.
Okay. Senator Hartung?
Not sure about education, but we'll be on 1 hour notice.
Okay. And the special committee will also be on 1 hour notice. Is there further discussion or announcement? If not, we are adjourned.